Let's hit the right button. Hey, how are we doing there? This is going to be a real short stream because JJ doesn't know what buttons are. welcome to or welcome back to Toast Spot Fest. JJ Brownlee, Jamie Faulkner. We are Austin-less tonight. Get well soon to our good friend and co-host, Austin Reddick, who got himself a little Texas two-step flu-ish something bug. I don't know. He told us his birthday, no less. I know we're gonna have we had a bit planned because you know if nothing else, we here are committed to the bit. But happy birthday, Austin! Hope you feel better. He texted us about
ever coming to with the fire right now. She's just like run, run.
All right, funny story, Heather. So Austin texted us at about what like 4 o'clock, 4:30, something like that.
Oh yeah, it was golden. Yeah, we have to share this.
Yes, so good. So he texted me. He's like, hey, man. It's like, dude, I caught something when I was down in... Because he wrestled in Houston this weekend, you know. Definitely. Yeah. If you're not following him on social media, please
do. At Wrestle Rave.
Yep, and Wrestle Rave is where he wrestled. Follow them as well. If you're down in Houston, check them out. Great promotion. We have yet to been... We've been? Wow, words. Tense. We have yet to go, because it's a little far for us. But it's actually one of the ones that, Jamie, I do want to get to for sure, because Austin talks it up.
It's on the list.
It is, yep. Yeah, yeah. But so he texts us at like 4:30 or so this afternoon. I'm in the middle of a call with a customer, and Jamie's getting ready for softball or whatever. And like,
He's getting choked up about this, folks. Live TV right here.
Good. But he's all like, hey man, I'm not gonna make it. I caught a bug down in Houston this past weekend. I'm gonna sit here and chug a NyQuil until the Hook Jericho promo makes sense. And we're both just digging into it. Just like, I'm like, you're more likely to go to the hospital with NyQuil poisoning than you are to drink enough NyQuil to know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. And I quote, because you know we have the power to read this. Hey guys, I'm not going to be able to join the show tonight. Picked up a nasty little head cold while I was in Houston. I'm going to drink some NyQuil and about to head to bed. And he's like, I'm going to try to drink enough of it to make Chris Jericho calling out Hook remotely interesting. To which JJ goes, I think you'd be transported to the hospital for NyQuil poisoning before that happens. And then I say, you would literally have to drink 17 bottles of NyQuil to make Jericho interesting nowadays.
And this is the resident Jericho-holic, too. So, yes.
Teamwork makes the dream work. All shitting on Jericho together.
I was looking for a gif. I put some random gif in there. I was looking for the gif of... have you ever heard Dennis Leary's NyQuil bit that he did in one of his comedy specials? NyQuil, we love that. You giant fucking cute. I was looking for that somehow and I couldn't find it, so whatever.
You'll find asshole ones from his amazing Grammy award winning song.
I think that was from the same actually special that he did. Get better to Austin Reddick, most definitely. So our reigning and defending champ's not here, but we're going to put that belt up this weekend regardless. So more details on that to come. But thank you all for joining us. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. No, I'm cutting you off on that. No. We do appreciate it. If it's your first time here, please hit that subscribe button. It's free. It helps out quite a bit. You get the bell to know when we go live. We're here every Wednesday, but we sometimes have other shows. We got one potentially coming up here in about a month or so. We don't know yet. Deets are still being ironed out, but we'll give you more details on that in just a little bit. Jamie, how you been, man? You are hitting the busiest of busy seasons for a softball dad of multiple softball players.
Yeah. So just to get a rundown of my life, we had practice Monday. We had to do it indoors because it rained its booty off here in Kansas City, which was much needed. Then Tuesday, Megan was supposed to have practice, but since she got her wisdom teeth taken out, she did not go. Then today, I had practice with my team. Audrey was supposed to have practice with her team, but that got moved to Saturday. Then tomorrow, Megan has practice with her team. Audrey has practice with her other team. Jessica has pitching lessons. And then Friday, Megan and Jessica have hitting lessons. And then Saturday morning, Audrey's got practice. Then Megan decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to guest play. So she's going to play with another team over this weekend. And then next weekend is my team's very first tournament and Megan's senior prom. So, yeah, if you could pray for me, and maybe if I give everybody a Venmo, you know, you could sponsor my gas bills. That would be great. You know, because I'd like to actually watch wrestling, but it's kind of becoming very difficult. I'm more of a listener at this moment.
And to me, the single no kid, same age as Jamie, that was the best commercial for a condom I've heard in my life.
You know,
that's a lot. It is a lot, Rob. You're not wrong.
It is. You know what, but I love it. Yeah. And the thing is, too, like, Megan's falling into wrestling now again, and Audrey's getting the bug, too, which is really cool.
Oh,
like,
obviously,
Audrey is super indies. She is an indies girl, which makes me so happy.
When she's old Megan's enough to go WWE to... We could take her, but when she's really old enough to go to GCW, you know, because there's... Yeah. When she's really on to get GCW, she's going to lose her ever-living mind.
Power Wolf. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
Wait a minute.
See, yeah, I know. Take pity on me, guys. Like, you know, first world problems. But no, seriously. Like, but so I do want to say this, though. Megan, since she's going to be done with softball, has said that she wouldn't mind possibly training to become a professional wrestler.
Really? Of all your daughters, I would have picked Jess to be the one who would want to be the professional wrestler.
Jess has got the charisma for it, you know? Yeah. Like, oh, I feel like Megan would be really, like, technically very solid, very good.
Yeah, she's the...
Yeah, definitely. She would be Lance Storm. She'd be Lance Storm.
Okay.
Yeah. I love the Warriors. Are you talking about the Furies? Please tell me you're talking about the Furies.
For those of you listening, Heather, our good friend and mod in chat here on YouTube. Hey, if you're listening, join us live every Wednesday night.
Yes.
Just said that the she Furies. Should dress like the one dude from the Warriors, the movie.
So Heather, you just hit like on a, like you've already had, you got enough brownie points like stocked up. But
he's
anyway.
Married. Leave him alone, Heather. Stop it.
Yeah, like, but my mom's favorite movie was Speed. But before Speed came out, it was The Warriors, and we would watch The Warriors at least once a month as a family, and we'd always just that would be one of our favorite ones. Like.
Very interesting.
I love Swan. You know, I'm a big Swan guy. Sure. That was the main character, obviously. But the Furies were always the fun ones. Like the orphans at the beginning were just like, who are you? But the Furies by far were the best because they had their faces done. They had the bats, dude. It was sick. Yeah. So you get yet another brownie. Congratulations.
Talk about a dichotomy going on here. Wow. So. All right, I have no way to segue that. So, hey, you want to talk about Dynamite? Or do you want to talk about something else before we get to Dynamite? I'd like to kind of get your thought on this because over the past week, the wrestling community has been something, right?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
I don't know where to go with this.
So, if you've been on the internet, you've definitely seen a lot going on. Like, CM Punk was on the MMA Hour, and then Cody Rhodes was on the MMA Hour. And, like, there's been a lot of discourse about AEW in particular. Not WWE, you know, even though I feel like it's a deflection, but we'll get into that.
It is the sign-pointing season, so...
Yeah, so our good friend Cornelius Montavious Punk, he bashed hardcore AEW. Shocker. I know everybody's shocked that he would completely just poop all over AEW. It said it's ran by children and things like that. And then he talked about the whole thing with Jack Perry, and he's of course making him sound like, oh, I did nothing wrong, because that is very much CM Punk. He's always been that way. And he's like, it's not good. They don't care about money. They don't care about this. And then here comes Cody Rhodes. And if you've had a chance to listen to
Cody Rhodes,
he adamantly disagreed, which, again, brownie points to him for the fact that he still sticks with them, even though he left. He could have stayed for less money and all those things, but he left. And he hit the nail right on the head. AEW is good for wrestling. It is a different style of wrestling. And here's my big difference. If you really like the art, the actual art form of wrestling, you're going to watch AEW more than likely. If you like really good storylines and some wrestling that's absolutely fantastic, but in moderation, but mainly more about the theatrical aspects and things like that, WWE's for you. But here's the thing, and this is what pissed me off the most. Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
You know, like, I love all wrestling. I am an indies fan. We found indies a little bit late, and we're late bloomers to the indie scene. And now that we're here, I never want to leave. You know, I love AEW because it gives me technical wrestling. It gives me some of the guys that I thought I would never see in the United States wrestle. I love WWE right now for what they're doing. What they are doing right now is some of the best must-see TV out there. I'm not saying it's the best wrestling, because honestly, they don't have to do the wrestling. That's the thing. They are such a juggernaut. They don't have to wrestle. AEW does. But they are the conduit to what's going on in the United States with other things, like other wrestling promotions, like GCW
Premier,
Fountain City, and you know, MLW, TNA. Like, you have all these like other guys, like they are an alternative. Are they the exact same thing? No. If you're expecting them to be the exact same thing, you are an idiot. That's all there is to it. And the fact that you can't be happy that somebody else is successful, then like, you must be like a bajillionaire, and you must be squashing people left and right underneath your boot because you're so fucking amazing. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, just love the sport and be happy that people are fucking successful. All right, I'm sorry.
This is it's, you know, everything's cyclical. That's just life in general, right? And it comes back around every few months, right? There's always some sort of this and that, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Cody is the one that could probably... Cody's the most qualified to speak on this than anybody, because he's helped start AEW. He's the top guy, one of the top guys in WWE. He is born in the business, right? He's been around this his entire life, right? He's done a little bit of everything. He's in Japan. He's been this. He's in that. The whole nine yards, right? And what does everybody focus on? Everybody focuses on all the stuff that CM Punk says, which I hate to be the guy that says, I told you so. But internet, I told you so. I always said before he got into AEW, and I gave him a shot. I was like, okay, is he back in AEW? I'm going to give him his shot. I'm going to give him a chance, right? And for a little bit, it was good. And then it turned into, oh, shocker, what I was saying. Literally, go back and watch it. We got down below. We got episodes that go back several years. You can go back and see this, you know? He is a guy who took his ball and ran from it from WWF because of all this bullshit and did this for 7 years. Shitting on WWE, and he signs with AEW, and we're so happy because we, you know, he's like, oh, it's a new AEW. And the whole time, every promo he's doing, he's shitting on WWE, he's just doing it in the middle of an AEW ring, so people don't really pay attention. Okay, it's different, right? You know, and then he figures he could roll in this company, steamroll, get what he wants, and no, that's not the case. And then he starts going, all this stuff happens, and it's just he, the one thing I would say he was right on, he wasn't a good fit. It just, yeah, cool. It didn't work. Yeah. And should they have just let him go? Yes, absolutely. Okay. But at the bottom of the day, he's going to keep doing this until he gets fired from WWF or quits from WWF, and then he's going to shit on them continuously. This is who this man is, right?
He works for the World Wildlife Foundation.
Did I say WWF?
You've been saying WWF the whole time, and I'm just trying to catch it before somebody gets you.
For those of you who may be too young to know this, WWE used to be WWF, okay? There's a reason that it's in my head, and we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes when we talk about Dynamite. But
the greatest championship belt was from that era, the Winged Eagle. Oh.
The Winged Eagle. The OG Winged Eagle or the Attitude Era Winged Eagle?
Attitude Era Winged Eagle.
I like the Attitude, the Big Circle. The Big Circle is my fave. That was so good. So good. It was the old school, but it was new and updated. Well, it was good. All right. So anyway.
Yeah. Well,
we said this a million times, Jamie and I have said this a million times. Why can't you just love wrestling? Why can't you just let it be? If you go to a baseball game and you're pissed because it's not a football game, well, no shit. You're at a baseball game, right? They're both great sports. They're both fun to watch. It's not for everybody. Some people prefer one or the other. Cool. Mm-hmm. Let it be.
Maybe it's some new cool game that you picked up in the hood. You know, no, this pussy ass 2-on-2 bullshit.
Oh god, Jamie's on fire tonight, guys. Y'all better watch out.
That's a basketball reference for anybody at home. So just
you even called it out. I thought that's what I'm just leaving. Okay. Let's talk about Dynamite. This actually segues very nicely into the opening of Dynamite.
Yeah. So, Dinamite. I don't know if you caught that. Dinamite. The best way to say it. Can we just talk about how Toni Storm is a freaking national treasure? Like, I don't care. She is the best import from England. Like, I love you, Will Ospreay. But, like, Toni.
Toni's so good. So good.
You just want to start there?
No, I want to start with Adam. Let's start with Copa.
That kind of just is like a perfect little segue.
That's why I say let's start with that. No, you're not wrong though. Oh my god, we'll get to Toni Storm right away. But let's start with the Adam Copeland, because that's where I got the WWF, because he mentions WWF on TV, and you know that's where we kind of begin our night with the adult in the room standing up. It felt like
yes. Longtime vet Adam Edge Copeland, he starts us off and he cuts a great promo talking about the negative BS, and it was beautiful because he shut everything down. I thought it was great. He's like, screw the negative BS, screw that officially, you know. And then he name drops Ospreay, Hangman, everybody, and it's like, you know, this is where wrestlers, you know, want to be. Like, oh my god, I had a great quote of it. Let me pull up that quote.
Yeah, pull up the quote.
Because I had the exact thing.
Why you do that? I'll just say, I love how, because he was shooting on Punk the whole time without directly shooting on him, right?
Which yes.
Is, hey, this is how you do it, children. You want to throw these nuances out there to get your message across. That's a promo art, right? And was it maybe a little plan to send the old wily vet out there who is longtime WWE? More than likely, but it was perfect because of the execution of it, because that's what you do, right?
The excellence of execution there, guys. All right, so this is what he said. AEW makes pro wrestling better. Agreed. AEW makes pro wrestling more fun. Also agree. AEW is where the best wrestle. And since they have Will Ospreay and Okada there, I absolutely agree.
Can't argue that.
Because they are the best.
It was very similar to the Mox promo, just in a different tone. But yeah, you're not wrong, Rob. It was very similar to the Mox promo when Punk did leave, finally.
Oh, dude, Rob hit the nail right on the head. Like, same style Mox did right after Punk got suspended after Brawl Out, you know? Absolutely. Like, that's... You hit the nail right on the head, dude. Like, that's exactly what this was.
Yeah. And nobody should be surprised by any of this.
And the thing is, like... He's saying all this stuff, and it's like, he's not the one who sold out Wembley. he's not the one who is, you know, still number one or number two in cable on Wednesday nights, you know, like, it ain't him, man. Like, I know he thinks he's, you know, massive ego man, but dude, somebody needs to let him know he's just Robin.
His shit does stink.
He ain't Batman. He's just Robin. But you know, that was for you, sir.
There you go. Thank you. But you're right in who shit doesn't stink. Tony Storm. Especially Tony Storm on commentary.
Oh, Tony Storm.
Oh.
So, yeah. So let's talk about Tony Storm. So the main event was Mariah May going up against Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa, again, in her Weapon X-23 outfit, yep, which I absolutely adore on her. This shows how much of a nerd she is.
It's the best she's looked since she's been back wrestling, too. She's definitely knocked that rust off. It's still a little bit rusty, but she's definitely, you can definitely tell it's coming back to her, right? You can see it.
You know, and it also takes two to tango when you have an excellent ring partner like Mariah May. Like, people sleep on Mariah May, and I said this before she officially made it. Like, you got to keep your eye out for this one because she's amazing.
You said much before it's amazing? Even rumored that she's going to be coming to AEW.
I was all over this like stink on shit, dude. Like, this is this woman has potential, and she put on a masterclass of just looking great. Like, she did the hip attack. I thought her hip attack looked great. That running knee strike, though, bro. Wow.
Ooh, oh, she had several strikes that were just, I mean, shit. That right before the commercial break there, when they were on the outside, and she gave that forearm shiver on the apron. Oh, which Thunder Rosa's cells are fantastic. How she bends over in half, right, backwards. But dude, that shit was loud. And you could visibly hear the whole arena go, oh, shit. She has got it. She has got it.
Yeah, and both of them together did absolutely great things. And freaking Tony, you know, or sorry, Miss Storm. You know, the whole thing with her and Taz, like, hey, you need to get with Luther. He's struggling holding that belt. And she's like, I can't figure him out. I don't know where he's been lately. And then, like, just make sure that the under the, what'd she say? The
under the bridges, so make sure you don't use any under the table cameras on this
television. Yes, that's a pointer for the truck. It's like, my God, dude.
Somebody's gonna have to get this chair upholstered, reupholstered, and it's just like, oh God, woman.
Yeah. So obviously, in shocking surprise, Thunder Rosa is victorious, and it's set up for those two at Dynasty. Do you honestly feel in your heart of hearts Tony's gonna lose it?
No. And part of me wants to see Rosa get it back. I feel like it's just the bad moment, right? You know, I think that if Tony wasn't such a strong, overpowering at times character, right? You know, I think the story's good that Rosa gets it back. And then Rosa can drop it to Jamie Hayter in Vegas, right? If she's back by then, you know, that to me feels like good closure on, you know, the two women who had to leave injured, and you know, but you can't extinguish this flame yet. No, I mean, and I hate to even say that about, you know, because I have nothing but respect. I love me some Thunder Rosa, right? You know, my match of the year in 21 was that women's lights out match.
21.
I just, you know, it's unfortunate she kind of came back and they're taking this story, they're doing it, but it's also running the buzzsaw that is just the unbelievable character work of timeless Tony Storm. So
yeah, I don't think there is a chance. Like, I don't want to say no chance in hell, because that's kind of a sensitive subject right now. But I feel like they would miss an opportunity, especially because Tony was supposed to win the belt off of her, and then that's when Thunder was going to go, you know, and then magically, like, she became interim champion. So, you know, I know there's a little something there, and it's like, they could definitely work this for the next few weeks. And yeah, no, there's no way Tony loses here. I think Tony will lose it at Double or Nothing, maybe, but it will not be against Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Mercedes Moné officially will wrestle at Double or Nothing.
Again.
In May.
Don't we have rankings for a reason? What is with... just give me a modicum. I know this shit's scripted. Just give me a modicum of, like, some logic here. Woman who has yet to wrestle in AEW is next in line after Dynasty to get a title shot for the TBS title at Double or Nothing.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sell that story to me better than this, than just telling me on a passing note, you know? Have a promo backstage where Mercedes confronts Tony and you brought me in and all this, you know, cool. You could sell that, right? But no, they just,
I'm the CEO, put me in the front of the line, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. Like 2 minutes, she has to be heel for it, but that's here nor there. Hmm. So that makes this 100%. I am phoning it in right now. I'm going to go over to Kansas. I'm going to make this bet. Willow Nightingale will win the TBS championship at Dynasty.
I ain't taking that action because that's not smart.
What?
Against you. Sorry, the action against.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm gonna go put money down on that because that just screams what they're wanting to do. Long story. Yeah, yeah. Joe's losing his.
We're gonna get to that, Heather. We're saving that.
Because that was perfect.
For one,
I don't care what anybody says, that was
perfect. It was perfect. We're going to get to that 100%. Like that's how we're going to end this. But Willow, first of all, you noticed all the new camera angles and cuts they did tonight, right?
Yeah, there's quite a few. I think that was the whole point behind Tony's little comment.
I mean, to be fair, WWE's camera work lately on Raw and SmackDown has been amazing, right? The single cam long shot, you know, stuff they've been doing. It's really great stuff. So I'm glad to see AEW kind of switch their game up, and they, you know, but it was a little weird for the crowd, I think, maybe, but still, Willow cut a fantastic promo. Okay. Met by Mercedes, and yeah, that's easy money. It's got to be Willow winning that because that's what you want.
There is no other choice. Like, I mean, as much as I would love to see Julia Hart going up against Mercedes, that's not what people want to see, especially not after the promo talking about how her and Willow have unfinished business. It's like, oh, well, I'm going to put a pin in that. I'm going to go do this real fast. Like, no. That makes zero sense. You're already telegraphing this match. That's fine. I'm cool with it.
I am. And, you know, again, I don't feel like Julia needs the belt on her to be relevant or to be where she is, right?
Yeah.
She's gone over, and her and Sky Blue, you know, are they got an interesting storyline that they're doing that can run independent of a title, you know?
Yeah, they have made it where they don't need a title for relevancy. I completely believe that. And yes, Kevin Dunn, JJ's favorite person in WWE, is no longer there. And that's why you're getting better angles and less butt shots. But anyway, that's a Kevin Dunn thing.
Never mind my comment. I was going on a different angle there.
So do you want to talk about the Battle of Wills? Such a great Terrible name. It's like a dad came up with, like, Dan the dad was like, "Hey guys, I got a great idea for a match." Yeah, I know,
because you Don Callis say it how many times during the match as well. But I did like how they segued directly in from the Adam Copeland promo talking about them, and then he introduces Will Ospreay for the opening match. Of course, there's a little stare down there, yeah, and you know, the most over man in wrestling right now, other than Cody Rhodes. It was nice, you know, because honestly, I would like to see Ospreay Adam Copeland.
I want to see Ospreay versus anybody.
Yes.
As long as I'm on TV, I'm good.
I think that's what Ospreay wants to do too. He just wants to fight out everybody. That's what they're doing. Hold on.
I would like to just revise that. I would like to see Ospreay versus anybody except Chris Jericho. Okay.
All right. We got Ospreay Takeshita, technical wrestling, just, you know, mirror image masterclass, right?
Yes.
Him versus, you know, Ospreay versus
Fletcher.
Kyle Fletcher. Yep. So yep. I was going to say Kyle O'Reilly. I'm like, that's not right. It's different Kyle. Kyle Fletcher.
Not yet.
Right?
Yeah.
We will. But Kyle Fletcher, you know, it's like two brothers going at it, literally, you know. And now you got Ospreay, you know, super face guy versus big meaty man. And boy, this match, I wasn't sure what to expect with this because it's a little bit different. You know, Ospreay can wrestle anybody, we know. I enjoyed the shit out of this match, though. I think Powerhouse looked amazing because of it. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show you Ospreay could do anything.
Ospreay is the Swiss Army knife of wrestling. He literally can do anything at any point, at any time, and he's 100% useful. And, like, he just makes everything better. He is salt. You know, like, even when you bake, you still put a little salt in there, right?
Just put just
like,
a smidge.
He is legit salt of the earth, man. Like,
oh,
like that. But yeah, no. So Powerhouse is absolutely, like, he has gotten so much better.
Oh, absolutely.
But can we just talk about how pretty the Hidden Blade is? Like, I adore that finisher so much because it can technically come out of nowhere, and I love coming out. I like the out of nowhere finishers.
Yeah,
out of nowhere. I fixed that. Out of nowhere finishers are the absolute best. Yeah, I'm on one tonight, boy, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
I mean, it can come out of nowhere. You're not wrong. Okay. It's a clean move. It's a simple move, but it's also devastating. If it's sold right, it looks just horrendous, right? You know? But it's also not like a whirly bird, triple turn, double jumpy, spinny pile driver, right? It's simple. It's a running, lunging back elbow at its core, okay? But my God, the way he does it, and you know, it's gonna look different on everybody, but it always looks fantastic, and it's always sellable. It's a fantastic finisher from a guy that's got like 8 finishers, right? You know, he's got the Oz cutter,
yeah.
He's got the Tiger Driver, you got all that shit, right?
But
him blade,
it's
solid.
It's the so I want to go down this rabbit hole because you just made me want to go down this rabbit hole, and this is when I wish we had Austin, but. Some of the best finishers of all time, hands down, are the most simple. Sweet Chin Music. Sweet Chin Music is just a super kick.
Yep.
That's all it is. And it's arguably the best finisher of all time.
I mean,
it's one of the most put over finishers of all time. We'll put it that way. Then it just got absorbed by everybody because everybody loves Shawn Michaels. Rightfully so. Stone Cold Stunner. Ridiculously easy. The Rock Bottom. Ridiculously easy.
Macho Man has the flying elbow drop, right? Which is a little bit more because it's from the top rope, but it's just an elbow drop.
And the most over man in the 1980s had a leg drop. leg as his drop. Finisher.
Just a simple ass leg drop. You know?
I mean, the DDT. Like, I could go on and on about how simple finishers are some of the most impactful. And like, you don't have to have some crazy convoluted thing. Like, hell, Eddie Guerrero just had a five-star. He just had a frog splash. This is it. Just a frog splash. Nothing even, not like a 450 splash or you know, like a twisting moonsault thing. No. Frog splash. Sit. Sit, guys. Yeah, see? Big Rob's right there with me. Like,
dude. I was like, Guerrero, damn it, Guerrero.
Psychosis. Psychosis had a top rope leg drop. I love Psychosis back in WCW days. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just on one today. I don't even know why.
I think you're so defensive as well, because there have been really bad single move finishers as well in wrestling. Big Show's giant fist punch, right? You know, I don't know if you liked it or not. You know, I have never been a fan of the Samoan Spike, right? I don't think it translates to be a finisher necessarily. I know, right? I don't like the Samoan Spike. You know, a spear is not a finisher, and I will defend that statement to the end of the fucking earth, okay?
Oh, Heather hit the heat seeker. She's getting all the Brody points.
So sometimes there are simple finishers that are not, but...
Pretty smooth wrestling, false. Prettiest move in wrestling is the 5-star frog splash, but from one Rob Van Dam. That's the prettiest move I think I have ever seen.
I like me a good Spanish fly. So,
I mean, they're pretty, but nothing is as gorgeous as that 5-star when he is literally like 25 GCW, feet.
Like GCW, you're talking about GCW Rob Van Dam, where he got like 18 ECW. Feet in the air.
ECW.
ECW.
I mean, GCW is the new ECW, but
it's old Papa, right? ECW Rob Van Dam, where he got like 23 feet in the air, you know, because he was just a freak of nature. So you're not
wrong. And the originator of the coast to coast that was stolen by Shane McMahon. Anyway, Heat Seekers got off.
No, you're not wrong. I mean, I think you look back at like the golden age of wrestling, and you're talking about like the 80s, early 90s, right? Undertaker had Tombstone Piledriver, right? You know, Razor Ramon was probably the most ornate of them all, because he had the Razor's Edge, right? You know, he'd get him over his back. But simple finishers can be good.
Speaking of simple finishers, the match right after that, Lance Archer and Bryan Danielson. Bryan's got two fairly simple. Like, he's got a simple, beautiful lapel lock. And then his running knee strike. I forgot what he calls it.
Boo Psycho.
Yeah, the Psycho Knee. Yeah.
Boo
So
psycho,
simple.
The Boo Psycho.
Boo, yeah. It's gorgeous. It's simple. So simple. And the fact that you had a, like, almost a, very similar to the match previously. You did. You had Big Dude, Not So Big Dude. And then the Not So Big Dude came out on top both times. Except, you know, it's like, you know, David and Goliath, if you will, except, you know, it wasn't like anybody hitting the Achilles or anything like that.
I'm just looking back on my stuff here. There was actually three-fifths of the matches were Big Dude and Not So Big Dude, really.
Yeah, I'm not going to call them little dudes, because that just seems wrong, because they're not little. Like,
he's just a little
any
guy.
Any of them would kick my ass, except for Chris Jericho.
Right. It's like we had Fuego del Sol out there. You did have... Okay. It's time. Let's get this over with.
No.
You want to save this? Okay, fine.
No. I want to glean over it and just, you know, just do a hop skip and jump over it like I'm fucking Mario. You know, like, boop! You know?
Jericho was on our TV tonight. He called out Hook. They're going to have a tag team match and whatever. I don't know. Whatever.
Lion Hook.
The crowd is visibly booing the shit out of him. This is not over. just be done with it, Jericho. Seriously. Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we move on now?
So, third match of the night where you had Big Guy versus not as Big Guy.
Yeah. Big Guy versus not so Big Guy.
I don't know why. This wasn't the best match of the night, but this is the most fun I think I had in a match all night.
Yes. So that's the best way to put it with this one. So you had Billy Gunn versus all 39 and a half abs of Jay White. And, you know, I mean, Billy is in exquisite condition, you know, for as old as he is. Like, I got nothing bad to say about one Billy Gunn.
Yeah.
Daddy ass or, you know, whatever. I don't know what's going on there. But, I mean, Jay White is Jay White for a reason. And his trash talking in the middle of a match is bar none.
Well, the whole match was a masterclass in two. These are two guys been doing it for 30 years, right? And one of the best in the world, right? The world over. They literally spent the first, like, third of the match through the commercial break with Billy just kind of taking him around the arena, getting fan service the whole time. And that was literally it. And it was great. It was fantastic, you know? He's up there. He's scissoring random people. He's doing this, you know? It was fun. And Jay, because Jay's selling the shit out of everything, right? Like, iced an Eskimo cell level on Jay White tonight, man. It was so much fun. And then they get back in the ring.
The consummate professional.
Exactly. Oh, so much fun.
So good.
Did you catch them? They actually censored out Billy Gunn's suck it.
Yeah, you can't say that on AEW. Not allowed to make a DX reference.
They have been.
I mean, officially, though, you can't be like, suck it, you know, right. You can make the X, you can chop the groin, you just can't really stop that, but you can't, like,
well, they haven't been able to catch it, you know, but yeah, you know,
he
telegraphed it and it got censored, which was a little bit.
I mean, maybe Jay is having the worst time wrestling because, like, the competition level in the United States is a little bit different.
That's how good of a seller he is, Heather. Every time he loses, it always looks like he's just forgetting every life choice.
I know. Like, he does a move and he's just like, shit. You know? Like, it's the best.
So good.
But Jay White did, in fact, win via the disqualification. Billy Gunn won via the disqualification because of the low blow on the ass man himself.
And telegraphing, because out comes the Acclaim. They're setting up the whole trio title unification, whatever. Cool. All right.
So we already talked a little bit about Willow. Like, you know, I forgot to say she did feel mother fluffing great, which I thought was a lot of fun. But yeah, so then the CEO came out. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. All right. So we had arguably match of the night next, in my opinion. I mean, Will Ospreay versus Hobbs was really damn good, but you had Matthew and Nicholas Jackson going up against Orange Cassidy and Trent Barretta with Chucky T and Sue. And Sue almost got super kicked right in the face.
Oh, it was centimeters away. And Rob,
it was the best. His face was the best. He's like, oh, no.
Rob, I see your question. We're going to actually answer that in a second here. Sue's great to have the ringside. And here's the thing. You knew you were going to get a great match out of this because all four guys in the ring, fantastic individually, even better together. You knew it was going to come. Yes, it felt a little telegraphed, but I don't know. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Are you still with the Young Bucks' new gimmick?
Oh, 100%.
Good.
Sold line, like, give me more. The fact he got on to commentary and was like, do your job, Excalibur. It's like, oh, well, let me just do it for you then. Oh, Orange Cassidy and Trent are in trouble. We'll continue the action in picture in picture. I'm like, oh my God, this is the best.
I love everything about it, except I don't love their ring gear. That's just a small nitpick that I have, you know. But hey, it fits with their gimmick, so it's cool, you know. There really was no question who was winning this match, though, because as we've mentioned before, they're obviously setting up FTR Young Bucks before Cash may or may not go to jail.
There's a chance. If anything, he might be on house arrest type thing.
He's going to he's gonna plead out. Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Hopefully. Best. We wish
the
best.
Hey, road rage is a real thing, people. So the end of the match, I honestly thought there was a glimmer of hope that they were going to do a swerve and allow the best friends to win.
So close, right?
And then roll up by the tights. 1, 2, 3. Matthew and Nicholas are on to the finals. And Trent did not take it too well, huh?
It's not often that I'm surprised. I was genuinely surprised by this.
Me too. Me Trent, too.
They go in for the big triple hug, right? You know, because Chucky comes in the ring. As they're walking together, Trent does a running knee on Orange Cassidy and leaves them all, including his mother, his fucking mother, behind.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's my note. This is, of course, you know me, always paying attention to the little details. Chucky T didn't do a damn thing.
He didn't stop him. He didn't. No.
Afterwards, he didn't like get in his face or anything. Like he didn't even look like he was shocked. He's kind of just moved his hair a little bit. Like, yeah. Like, I don't see the best friends being best friends anymore.
I was expecting Chuck to be with him, but they all turn on Orange is what I was expecting.
Me too.
So Rob asked a question a few minutes ago, and I want to present it to you, okay? Why is AEW leaning more and more to DQs? I have an answer to this, but I want to hear your answer first.
It's simple in my not-so-humble opinion. Some people can't afford to take a loss. And you can't have Billy Gunn losing clean and still think that they're going to retain the titles, which they're not going to. But, you know, like it makes it more believable that they had to do some kind of shenanigans. Mm-hmm. That's the place with all the goofy shit in the walls and the mozzarella sticks.
Shenanigan references Jamie Ethan this week, you would cringe almost as much as I did. It's my favorite movie too. <I'm sorry.
laughs> But you mean Shenanigans? No, but seriously, it was it's one of those things that people can't take losses right now, and because they're trying to build stories up, and you can't have people win clean or anything like that. Now, why are they leaning more towards DQ instead of like outside interference that leads to a win, so it's not clean? I think the reason they're doing that is because they've been doing that habitually for like the past 2.5 years. So they're kind of changing it up a little bit. That is my take on it, sir.
Yeah, and my answer is this. Like, AEW is, when it started, that was the whole thing, right? Wrestling. We're not going for DQ finishes. We're not doing 50-50 booking. We're not doing all the tropes because they were meant to be the pure wrestling company. And that first year of Dynamite was all go, no filler, like, at all. Like, you want a story? Here's one storyline we might run, right? You know, here's the Inner Circle. That's your story. Cool. That's the only story we got, right?
Oh, God.
Now they've evolved. They've grown. Wrestling needs a little bit of everything, right? You need some DQ. You need some of this. To do too much of it, like in the, you know, the pre-AEW WWE days, Vince McMahon, right? You know, where everything was a DQ or a 50-50 booking. That's, you don't want to go that far. But you got to have a little bit of it in there. And yeah, there's going to be a little bit more nonsensical stuff because they're evolving into, you know, a more well-rounded, not just the match is the match, the match is gone, you know, because that's what, that's the way they started. And I think they've grown past that. They don't need to be so cut and dry, right? You can be, you have a little fun with it. Have some DQs, right? Not all of them, but you can mix them in a little bit more. It's good.
Absolutely. Yeah. I completely agree.
Thank you. Yes.
I well said.
Yeah, we're pretty good at what we do, Jamie.
You know, I mean, other than you saying WWF and not WWE, it's fine.
Yeah, mispronouncing about every pay-per-view that's ever been created.
And, that's true. Know. That's and true. Then, and your favorite wrestler is a lovable loser, Dave Ruby Soho. Gotcha.
You know, plus, you know, you're the Japanese.
Setting you up all night.
I know. And this is from the Japanese wrestling fan who at times just can't pronounce anything Japanese. So, I mean, it happens.
I know. Like, sometimes, like, I love it. And, like, I'm able to just rattle off names. And sometimes, like, I can't even say my own name at this point. Like,
no,
I don't even know.
I don't want a Blizzard,
like, Rock. Ask me to say, luchador's name. It's like, I'm done.
No. Hey, here's this Mexican wrestler. No, I'm not going to try. Now I want a Blizzard, Rob. Thanks. Talking about DQs now. Oh. All right.
It's almost that time for the summer flavors.
There's a DQ they opened just down a year ago, last summer, just down the street from my house, too. You know that?
That sounds scary.
Danger. I know. I try.
Danger, old Robinson. Danger.
I got to drive to the other way because I was just like, ooh, get a Blizzard. All right. So the main event was, like you said, the main event was the women's match, you know, for all its purposes. And then they had a Penta promo after. Penta's going to challenge Adam Copeland next Monday. Yes, please.
Penta. Yes. But that wasn't what everybody tuned in for. No. It was just a simple contract signing, you know, contract signing between Swerve and Joe. Those always go off without any type of hitch, you know, like typically the most boring signing. Part of any wrestling show.
It's almost like a wrestling wedding. It's easy peasy. And I would say no to that Heather apple cobbler. I'm not a peach cobbler fan.
You know, I like a good peach cobbler.
I'm not big into peaches, to be honest.
I mean, millions of peaches.
Peaches for me. Yes.
Peaches millions of peaches.
I mean, peaches for free is great. Peaches too, for free. Right? They come from a can. They're put there by a man in a factory downtown, you know? But if I had my little way, I would not eat peaches every day. Sorry. Yes, we've fully diverged. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not a big peach fan, but I will decimate some apple cobbler, especially when you get like the brown sugar crust on top. Oh
yeah. So we're going down this path.
Sorry, we had fat boy. You throw peach cobbler in our chat. You talk two big guys. We're gonna take that bait. I'm sorry, y'all.
So hot take.
Go.
I don't like anything. I don't like apple anything.
Really?
Other than like raw apples. I can only eat raw apples. It is a texture thing only. So, like apple pie, I'm out. Because they're supposed to be hard. And then you get them kind of mushy and hot. It's just the weirdest thing to me. Like, my brain cannot take it. But, like, peaches are already soft. And then you put other fun shenanigans stuff on top of them with a little crusty crust. Oh, bro. Hook, line, sinker. Same with cherries. I love me some good cherry. Like, cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Like, she's my cherry pie.
Solid. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But like apples, I cannot do apples. Like, I can't do anything that was once hard and is now soft type thing. You know, I just can't do it. Like, apple like people who eat raw potatoes. I think you are just the weirdest people of all time.
Apple pie is like the cornerstone. I mean, that's my grandma. That's, you know, I remember old church banquets. We had this old lady at church. Everybody called her Grandma Allison because she was everybody's grandma, right? Allison,
that's,
you know, yeah. She's not part of my family, but she was. Everybody called her Grandma. It was just one of those. The entire But she made the greatest apple pie, and my own grandmother is like, "Yep, that's better than mine." 100% admit it, right? You know, it was the. You know, there's a cinnamon sugar apple pie, and it was like melt in your mouth. Just, apple pie is my favorite as a kid growing up forever, right? So little bit of my heart just broke right there when you threw that out. But hey, I appreciate your opinion. It's okay. Hey, I get it.
It's a hot take, man. Like, some people just don't like it. Like, I get it. Like, some people like I like stuff that some people don't like. Like, so one of my favorite. So this is a weird one for everybody.
I've heard that as well, Heather. That people eat cheddar cheese and apple pie. I don't know where those people were raised, because that's two food groups that don't go together. You don't put cheese on a sweet pie. I don't know. I mean, not cheddar cheese. Yeah.
Especially cheddar. Like
ricotta? Sure, right?
Maybe some mascarpone? Like, fantastic. I think that might be a solid little thing we got going on there. But all right. So hot take. So one of my favorite meals when I was in high school and college, because, you know, when you don't have a lot of money, you kind of got to make things. Mm-hmm. Like, I love eating just good old fashioned tuna and spring water. You know, day, I will fuck up some tuna. I love buttered toast with lightly salted tuna on it. It's amazing. Like, you make a little sandwich, dude. You make a little sandwich, you get like a butteriness into the tuna. Oh, bro. Like, it is a game changer, people. Somebody try it. Tell me if they like it or not.
All right. My weird food guilty pleasure. We're going to talk about the end of Dynamite in a minute. I swear to God. I blame Heather for all this.
Right off the rails.
I blame Heather for all this. She throws peach cobbler like five times in chat. We're like, food! Because Jamie's been on a diet. I'm on Ozempic, so I eat like once a day. So we're both like, oh, let's talk about the stuff that we don't do anymore, right?
Yeah, about 40. 40 as of today.
Good for you. See, I'm counting the total number and not counting the count lost. Anyway, we're both trying to get that Jay White look. My odd thing that I loved growing up as a kid, and there's a reason why I like this, and I'll get to it in a second, okay? Oreo cookies and Kraft cheese slices. You eat an Oreo, you eat the cheese.
Weird
Oreo cheese, and morphed into like the shredded cheese because it's a little bit easier. And the reason I did that, because I remember growing
you're
up as
the
a kid,
apple pie guy.
What?
You're the apple pie guy.
No.
With the cheddar cheese.
These are cookies. These are cookies we're talking about.
All right.
Here is why, and I'm explain why. Okay. First of all, if you've never tried it, try it. The cookie brings out the flavor of the Kraft cheese. Trust me. But I remember getting you get your bag lunch when you're a kid in like middle school, right? And what'd your mom throw in there? I have a sandwich, right? There'd be some sort of, I'd have apple or orange. There'd be some fruit, some sort, right? You know, you had maybe some chips, okay? Then I had a little bag of like three Oreo cookies. And there's always this must have been a Central Illinois thing. I don't know. There was a slice of cheese just thrown in there for no good reason. I don't know. Random. But me and my buddies, we all had like a slice of cheese just randomly in our lunch, you know? And so eat the cookie, eat the cheese. Eat the cookie, eat the cheese. Amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. So, like, okay, if you want to go pairing compliment then, like, I had my tuna sandwich, and then I always had my dessert, which was vanilla custard pudding baby food. And there's reasoning behind that, because you can eat it, and actually it's loaded with vitamins and minerals. So you like you get the stuff through it. So like, not only is it absolutely delicious.
that sounds like a high school wrestler fucking thing, because the wrestlers used to do all that. They eat the weirdest hack food, man. My dad would tell me about the weirdest shit you would eat.
Playing college football, dude. I had so many in my little pocket fridge of just vanilla custard pudding. I kid you not.
Oh man, did you ever eat a steel chain though?
A steel chain, you know? No. But I have signed things in blood. I have done that.
All right, so contract TV signing. We're getting back. We're getting back. We're getting back on
I'm
track.
Struggling with that one. I hate mayo. I love TV. I've heard of that.
I've heard of that. Well, you're right. It's a Southern thing. Southern thing is putting mayo on goddamn everything, first of all, which It's not a problem if you use good mayo.
Okay, you know what wasn't Southern? This contract signing that we've been trying to talk about. I'm trying to get us back.
We got to get back into it. So contract signing. All right.
This is what you get when you get kind of rowdy, Jamie. Like I'll go down every avenue with you.
Heather baited us. She knows how to bait us too. She's baiting us, talking about peach cobbler, and I'm like, oh no, we can't leave it. Yeah. All right. So contract signings always go as planned. Always. 100%, right?
I mean, you get a little shit talk. You know, Joe is saying that you're gonna face doom and destruction if you sign this contract, and I'm gonna hurt you so bad. And oh, hold on, I got the exact quote again, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I butchered it on my pre-live comment.
I'm going to beat you down severely. It's gonna leave you mentally scarred, like you left Diddy's party too late.
And for those of you who have no idea what that means, Google it, because it's worth it.
Yeah. Or go on TikTok, because it's all over freaking TikTok.
Ooh. Just give a clap for Joe real fast, because my God, Samoa Joe on the mic. Oh.
You know, and the messed up thing is like that wasn't on my bingo card, obviously. But with Joe, he is very relevant and in times with stuff. Like I should have had that on my bingo card.
Yeah. of course, you know, Swerve comes back, very passionate promo, talking about all this stuff here, and you know, you're a killer, but so am I. One of those sort of bits. To wit, Joe just like, oh, here's the crown of my head, right? Headbutts him, grabs the chain, beats the living piss out of him. Crimson mask, and he's walking out of the ring. Which is when this thing went from good to great.
Oh, yeah. So, at this point, you know, some shenanigans happened. He wrapped the chain around. Joe's neck.
Yep.
Joe got it. Like you just turned around like it was nothing. Like that was the best part. Like it was just,
oh yeah. What? I love Joe in like the TNA style. He's in t-shirt and jeans, right? He's just chill, yeah. Right?
Grabbed it, wrapped his hand with the chain, started beating the shit out of a Swerve, and just walked out. And that's when you're absolutely right. That's when things really picked up.
So Swerve grabs a mic, starts laughing into it, you know.
That was the best.
And he's bleeding on the mic as it's going. The visuals are fantastic. And he goes, if that's all you got, I am definitely taking your championship at, you know, Dynasty.
Because so I love this shit.
I love this shit. Yeah, that's what, so, of course... Amazingly, the contract landed right next to where he is. Oh, look at that. There's a pin right there as well. What great luck. So he grabs the pin, and then he dips it in his blood, and then he starts the sign, and then he smears his blood all over the contract to a very shocked-looking face of Joe, who then, I thought that was it. Boom. Credits. Yeah, off. Same. Boom. Roll. Right? Oh no!
Same.
You get Joe back in the ring doing JJ's favorite Joe move. He does a stupid sick uranage of him through the table, and that's how we end the show. Come on, let's go. This match is gonna fuck.
this match, I mean, I love Joe, but he's losing his belt.
He's dropping the belt for sure, but it's fine
as he should.
He did what he needed to do. Stability, world champion. Cool. Handing it off to the right guy.
Yeah, Joe and Swerve should just have run. We're not bringing it to each other's houses.
I hope there's not. I hope there's not any stupid stipulations, honestly. I wouldn't mind if it's just they go no DQ at most, but I don't really want to have any.
I do. Dog collar. Give me a dog collar.
I don't think you need. I want to see just a.
You don't need it. I want it.
I just want to see a banger match. I don't, you know. I just want to see them go to town with little loose, you know, loose officiating on the foreign objects. Let's put it that way. Okay. That to me is perfect.
Yeah, but if you want to erase CM Punk out of the annals of AEW history,
you replace his best match in AEW. Okay. I hear you.
I mean,
no, best of three. No.
How about this? A chain on a pole match.
Go fuck yourself. All right.
They're gonna be in St. Louis.
How about a hockey chain on a pole? That's a tether ball. Is all that is. Fuck it. Come. What are we doing? Chain on a pole. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Heather would be so great. Like, both of them, like, they have little videos of them breaking into each other's houses. And they're both not home, obviously. They're waiting for each other's houses. I mean, that would be some comedic gold.
Well, I mean, this is like peak. We don't need anything more. We're 2.5 weeks out from the pay-per-view. So there's room to do something with this.
Punjabi prison. Punjabi prison match.
Oh. Maybe the worst follow-through gimmick match ever. It's not a terrible idea, though, the Punjabi prison, to be honest with you, right? It's like, how about a steel cage? But it's not a steel cage. It's a giant bamboo cage. Oh, that'd be cool. Oh, wait. How are you going to see anything? Oh.
Like the old-school steel cages, man. It's just like the old-school steel cages.
I like the old blue steel cage with the giant, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sumo monster trucks.
Okay. Well,
how about a stadium stampede just with two dudes?
Oh my god. Prince Nana on a pole. Prince Nana in a shark cage above the ring match.
With four corners of blues hockey sticks on a pole. Let's do it. Let's just shit on JJ with every poor gimmick.
Why not? Fuck this, right? It's happening in St. Louis too, yeah. And we're not gonna get to go. Rob, we do want to hear your thoughts after you get back for sure from that. But
yo, Hundo Percento.
And you can tell us those when we see you at the next Fountain City Pro event. So name and the first match have both been announced. The name is fine. It's not my favorite name for a wrestling show. They're calling it Bombs Over Ball. Ball is the event center where they're having it. Definite play on the Outkast song, right? You know, but I don't know. I feel like there could be better names, to be honest with you. I love you guys to death over at Fountain City Pro, but it is what it is. There's been one match announced so far. Luke Longley with Greg Jovai in his corner. Going up against our star of the first show, Scott Tyler. Taylor or Tyler?
Little guy. Yeah.
Tyler. Yes.
Little blood sport. Little Kumite.
Honestly, it's a very good pairing. Him against Luke. I really like this
pairing. Well, yeah. Luke's a consummate professional.
Well, yeah. But it's kind of like he's not too dissimilar from Luke other than size, pretty much. So,
I mean, other than like 5 inches of height and like 70 pounds. You know, they're about the same exact guy.
Yeah. He's only missing 8 abs, you know.
Yeah.
Time aside. Yep. So there hasn't been any other matches announced as of yet, but tickets are on sale. If you're in and around Kansas City on May 10th, please join us at the Ball Event Center over in Olathe, Kansas, over by Olathe Medical Center. Highly fantastic place to watch wrestling. Fantastic people who are putting on a wrestling show. The show itself was great. I know that they announced something to do with the Howlett's, but I don't remember what it was exactly. They haven't officially announced it. They made some mention of it at the show. So you just got to stick to the socials.
They've posted about online. They're going to go against the O'Neill brothers.
Are they going to see another brother's cake? Because I haven't seen like the official like announcement of that. But
the gingerbread men. That's what I'm calling
the gingerbread men. So we get some heel shit. It's gonna be a great time. If you again, fantastic, brand new wrestling promotion here in Kansas City. Yes, they are friends of ours, full disclosure. Those people who are running it, we've known them for a while, but you know, we can also be critical of them because we're friends. We're gonna tell you the truth. And
I mean, we're critical of AEW and we love AEW.
Yeah. And truth is, it's a great time. Great time. So definitely, yeah. 20, 25 bucks. I think they still got front row seats available. Tickets just went on sale yesterday, day before. Yeah. So front row seats will sell out though. They sold out in just a few days last time. So
yeah.
If you're gonna be around here, May 10th.
Go. So speaking of how we love AEW, and we are critical of them sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
They had some releases. So I figured Rob asked about that too as well. There's supposed to be more coming, but there were a few of them. Jorah Jahl, I don't know who that is.
He was with Matt Hardy for a while.
Oh, okay. Matt Hardy's a free agent now. His contract is officially expired. Right.
He didn't get released, but yeah.
Yeah. Parker Bardot, shocker.
0-2, Parker.
Jose the Assistant, which was a bit of a shocker.
A little bit of a surprise, but not totally when you think about it, you know.
Gravity.
Yep.
I know he's one of your favorites. Slim J. yeah, that's just a terrible name and
terrible gimmick. It was the too cool gimmick in 2024. Sorry.
You're a little bit past. Dalton Castle's boys, not him, but his boys got released.
Now I
because they can just get anybody to be the boys.
The best theory ever. Did you see how they wrote them off of Ring of Honor, by the way?
Yeah, that they got fed to something.
He lost the boys in his feud with Taya Valkyrie and Johnny TV, right? You know, John Morrison. You know, so he lost them in his feud to them. So they had possession of the boys, and they were off in the Canadian wilderness somewhere because Taya's from British Columbia, right? You know, and there was some sort of bear that came up and snatched them. That's how they wrote them off of TV. And I heard the greatest theory ever. What if they just take a little break and then after a few months they re-sign the boys? And they weave this into this story. Dalton Castle is a treasure. If you like, I don't catch ROH all the time. I catch bits and pieces here and there of it. I always make it a point to at least watch the Dalton Castle segments because my God, this guy is fantastic. He's boyless. Yeah. My boys.
He is boyless. Half of the Workhorsemen, Anthony Henry, who we had the pleasure of eating barbecue with.
We ate some Gates barbecue.
He sure did. He's gone.
That was a little surprising.
Dasha was kind of a big one because she was just on Dynamite like 2 weeks ago announcing.
She's the second ring announcer, basically. Whenever Justin needs a night off or is not there, he can't travel, whatever it is, right? You know?
Yeah,
it's her.
Not anymore.
She gone. I was a little surprised. That one's probably the most surprising, I would say.
Really? I think the next one is.
Okay. Touche.
Stu Grayson. Just signed a multi-year deal.
I know. He also has been...
I mean, the orders. I mean, the Dark Order's kind of dead. So.
Kind of dead?
And he left. He started doing stuff with the righteous, yeah.
And then he stopped, and then he's just not there.
I think so, he must have asked for his release again because he did that the first time.
Have. I mean, I don't know. You know, the Anthony Henry one's the one that kind of like, especially because J.D. Drake's still there, which is good. We love us some J.D. Drake, you know.
Good dude.
We love them both, you know. I mean, we actually get to we had the whole like Jamie had the whole like Twitter beef thing going on with him for the longest time, right? But it was great. We had a great long talk with him, you know, and Anthony too. He's real chill, real quiet, but he's a super cool dude and super talented. And I know he's questioning, you know, on Twitter, like if he's even gonna stay in wrestling. He might just go and do other ventures. So who knows? But Jamie, it feels like we're clearing space for a couple big Uzis that might be out there coming soon.
You know, I just want you to stop and think about that for just 1 second. Because I don't know. You know, just stop right there. Just look at it. Just stop.
I mean, you had the... Was it you or was it Austin had the prediction of Bucks beat FTR at Dynamite and here come the guns? Was that you or was that Austin?
No, that was 100% Austin. I'm going to give Austin all the flowers. All
right.
He's sick and it was his birthday just yesterday, so he gets all the flowers.
I think that's like it's spot on. Like it's spot on. And let's be honest, it's that time of year. You're going to have, I mean, post-Mania, in about a month here, you're going to have some WWE releases, right? Nature of the Beast, unfortunately. And let's be honest, all those people you listed, when's the last time you saw them on your TV?
Other than Dasha, like, it's been a minute. Dasha was the one.
Yeah. I mean, Jose, a little bit, but ever since Andrade left, that whole thing is, you know, he's in the... La Faction and Grenables, but it's not the same. So,
all right. Hey, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go out on a limb. Heather, if or when we'll say when when the Guns officially sign with AEW and their first shirt drops, I will buy you that shirt.
There you
You're gonna cash in your brownie points and get a gun shirt. I will do that.
Just think, I could have been sucking up to Jamie all these years and gotten free t-shirts. Who knew?
I mean, like a dynasty, right after FTR wins, they cue their music, like, let's go.
And it's like, shop AEW.com.
Yeah,
like, well, shit. I feel like it's, I feel like it's right. They wrapped up a few weeks back. They have a couple pre-taped things for TNA that are going to be airing here, you know, in the next couple weeks. And I think Sacrifice comes out before Dynasty. So it's perfect timing. So,
and we'll have Camille before too long and making her announcement of where she's actually going.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Camille.
Well, I mean,
I miss Genocide, dude.
The thing is, you got women who are still coming back in AEW, right? We haven't seen Britt Baker yet. She's been around because we've seen her on, like, you know, stuff, but we haven't seen her back in AEW. You know, you've got apparently Jamie Hayter's not far off, is what the scuttlebug is, you know? Who knows? And they're not
her really. Her return would get a massive pop.
Stupid pop, right? And you got to do it right. I think that if you don't have it planned for Double or Nothing, you don't have a plan for her to come into Double or Nothing, whatever, that's the place you got to bring her back if she's healthy at that time, right?
Oh, yeah. Have Jamie versus Tony at Double or Nothing, and Jamie gets her belt back.
Yeah. That's my thought.
That's the one you drop it to. That's who Tony drops it to.
Absolutely.
Maybe Britt. But I don't like that.
I almost don't mind moving Britt over to TBS storyline. So you have Britt versus Mercedes.
She would never.
You got Mercedes is going to get that title belt here in a little bit.
Well, yeah, she's going to legitimize it. Like, exactly.
So
like,
then you wouldn't have Britt, who was the face of your women's division for how long during the pandemic and shortly thereafter, up against? I think that makes sense. I think that makes a
ton. I would rather have Cheetah do that.
Cheetah'd be great. Cheetah might win the ROH title this weekend. It's a part of honors on Friday.
Give Chris that. Chris has already had a run, man. Like, she's a phenomenal wrestler. Like, arguably one of the best female wrestlers I have ever actually seen go in a ring. She just has no personality. I mean, that's what you got Stokely Hathaway for, but like, she needs a heel run. She needs a heel run. Then I'm in if it's a heel run. Sign me up.
All right. So, speaking of this weekend is WrestleMania. Like I made mention of, we are going to be putting the belt up, which is not present because it is with our sick champion down in White Cheetah. But we'll be putting the belt up in a very convoluted, weird mathematical system. I don't remember what we're doing. James is going to explain it to me again later on. But we're going to have 2 nights worth of WrestleMania. We will have a new champion by Sunday night here in our system for the Total Spot Fest pay-per-view pick champion. We may have a lot of new champions in WWE. What are your thoughts going into WrestleMania? What are you looking out for? What are you not really excited for? What do you think? Kind of give me the roundabout WrestleMania preview of Jamie Faulkner. Let's go.
Okay. What I'm excited about, Cody finishing his story. What I'm not excited about is the tag match before that of The Rock and Roman versus Seth and Cody. I'm not looking forward to that. I am looking forward to the possibility of Cody's Avengers making their appearance to save Cody's story. I think that's the thing. Yes, Cody better finish his story. There's no way. Like, if Vince was in charge, he would totally not let him finish it and just put him to mid-card status because that's what he does. He buries people. Oh, yeah. But I'm looking forward to Bayley getting the win over Io. Really looking forward to that. I'm not looking forward to the rest of Damage Control going up against Jade and friends, even though I think it will end up being a fun match. I'm just not looking forward to it. Because I know why they're doing that. They're doing it to protect Jade because Jade can't do one-on-one or anything yet.
It's a very WrestleMania match.
Yes. I am looking forward to the tag team ladder match. It's plural. I am, in fact, looking forward to that. I am not looking forward to, and this might be a shocker, Gunther going up against Sami Zayn because it should not be Sami. It should be freaking Chad Gable, especially if you're just gonna keep the belt on Gunther anyway. His third defense in like a month.
Yeah,
like I did that. I made that very German for you guys.
Very German, very German. The man buys a Volkswagen, and all of a sudden he thinks he's from the Rhine. You know.
Das
ladder match, the tag team ladder match, I've been giddy about because it's right up JJ's, you know, spot monkey alley. I want it, and the way they're doing it's even better. So all six teams are going to be going up there to get one belt, or one set of titles. Okay, and when when whoever gets that, they are those champions. Then they're going to hang the other set of belts up and restart the match for the other set of belts. It's going to be just stupid. It's going to be fantastic. It's a clusterfuck of bodies. I love every second thinking about this. I'm going to be at our friend Kevin's house. Kevin's having a little watch party. Potato Mania. It's all potato-themed food. He has like an assortment of potatoes, and we're going to bring toppings. It's the most genius idea ever. Probably his wife's idea. No offense, Kev.
She's really smart. She's a scientist, folks.
She's a scientist, literally. I'm excited for that match. I'm a geek out for that. I agree with you. Hey, let's put the three black women together in a team in WrestleMania. Okay. I understand. Jade Cargill, protect, right? Feels a little telegraphed. It's very much a WrestleMania match. It's going to be fine, right? Rhea versus Becky doesn't really amp up my trigger as it should. I don't know why. Just like,
yeah, just because it's second fiddle. Like, that's the only thing. Like, I love Rhea Ripley, yeah, and so does the internet. Jesus Christ.
Seriously.
You know, I get that she at a house show, like, you know, did a stink face, but my God, you all are perverts. Becky with her new book.
Same people that make Sky Blue trend almost every Wednesday, by the way, Jamie, just FYI.
That's fair. And I mean, and then like Becky, you know, she's got her book and everything. And I don't know, man.
Beyond wrestling, it you know, yeah, for titles.
And her, and she might be riding off to the sunset or whatever. Who knows? Maybe she'll come over to A-Dub. I don't know. It just feels meh to me.
It feels meh. And I feel like they could have done so much better. Yes, I'm a little bit of Stan because I do love Liv. But I feel like the Liv story is an even better story. I don't know. The Liv story is a better story, the Retribution. She doesn't have to beat Rhea, but to get at least the shot against her, right? Because Rhea's the one who turned on her when they were tag teams, and then that led to Rhea's rise and Liv's out injured, right? You know?
Well, Rhea's not losing it. There's no way Rhea. She doesn't set up her and Liv.
And she doesn't have to lose it to Liv either, but I feel like that story is better suited than whatever they're doing with Becky, you know? I mean, Liv's not even on the WrestleMania card, right? You know?
Yeah.
Can't put everybody on the card. I get it. It's fine. I think that Cody, I feel like they're setting it up enough doubt to make everybody nervous because they have to let Cody win it. If Cody doesn't win it here, he can't win it. Like, almost worse than him.
I agree.
Almost.
Dom took one to the freaking chin. I thought he was out like a light.
You know what? I never thought I would say this in my life.
Uh-oh.
I like me some Dominic Mysterio, man.
So do I.
Dude.
He's such a great heel. Everybody hates him, and I'm here for it.
So much as a professional wrestler, as a sports entertainer, from when we first saw him, he was just Dom's kid, or Ray's kid who got a contract because he's Ray's kid, right?
Yeah.
So much. Yeah, I'm excited for the ladder match. I think that I think it's gonna be a ton of good matches. Even the Gunther match is gonna be a good match. Again, I'm not as excited for it, you know, as it could be, right? The tag team match is whatever, right? Uso versus Uso might steal the show, though. I'm gonna throw that out
there. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. And I'm actually Team Jimmy on this one. I think it plays more if Jimmy wins.
Is that no yeet?
Yeah, it's no yeet.
Your team no yeet. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm team yeet, but I'm wearing red right now, so clearly I'm team no yeet. But yeah, no, I think the storyline would be huge if Roman loses
and Jimmy wins.
Jimmy wins.
I like that. I like your cooking right there, Jamie. Smells like Oreos and craft cheese.
I should be in creative for wrestling. It's just, you know, got an act for it.
And my God, and hit us up. All right. So we will be back next week and let you know what the results of our pay-per-view challenge were. Even if those of you watching, even if you're not WWE fans, it's WrestleMania. It's like the Super Bowl. People who hate sports watch the Super Bowl every year, you know? It's one of those things. We watched it even when Vince was at his height and we were like swearing off WWE. We still watch WrestleMania.
You do.
So, but the last few have been good. Two nights has been a godsend so that they have two like normal sized pay-per-view shows and not a 7-hour monolith, right? So.
Yeah, it starts at 2:00, ends at midnight.
Oh, that last one where they had like the women's triple threat match. Like literally we were all just wiped out near midnight in Jamie's living room. Okay. And each one of us took turns saying, I just want this to end. It was like we were all just defeated. Yeah. It was crazy. that was good times. All right. But check with us next Wednesday. We will give you the results here. See who's wrangled that belt away from Austin's grubby little hands. We're on the home stretch here then, because we're just two and a half weeks, like I said, until Dynasty. So the card's coming together. There's going to be more stuff coming in. But we'll be back next Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad channel. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you guys.
Hold on. Oh. We got a question before you do your thing. Oh, are we going to Anarchy?
Why are you throwing questions at the very, like, while I'm giving my, come on, Rob, you got to get in there sooner.
I have a tournament, so I doubt it.
And I don't know when in May the Anarchy is. That's the weekend after
May 31st. May 31st. Actually, hold on. I'm going to look at my tournaments right now. Because I have the ability to do this.
Yeah.
I have the technology. Oh, yeah, no. I'll be playing in the SummerSlam. That's why I picked it, too. Legit picked it because it's called the SummerSlam. And I'll bet I'll have an 8 a.m. game, so there's no way in hell I'm going to be able to do that.
I don't know if I'll be going or not, Rob, honestly. I don't plan that far in advance, unless I do stuff with Jamie because he's got to plan that far in advance to make it. So maybe. But no, stay tuned here. We'll let you know if I do go to another show without Jamie, because I probably won't get Jamie back until fall to go to a wrestling show.
I got
show.
A couple weekends in July that are
all right, well, we'll figure something out here. We're definitely going to try and make something happen for sure. But stay tuned here. Again, same next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We'll show WrestleMania results. The Road to Dynasty. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Again, if this is your first time, please hit that subscribe button. Hit the like while you're down there. And we will see you guys next week. Jamie, take us home, man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not down to Total Spot Fest, I got two words for you.
I don't even know anymore. Very nice. All right, guys, see you next week.
Peace. I had that.
My button isn't working. There we go.